Last chance today. Better be listening in the noon hour. We're going to have You Just Made the List and Andre Reed, and a chance for you to win tickets to see the Titans and the Bills on Monday night. Yes. Noon hour today on our show and the 4 o'clock hour today to qualify. When you hear that cue to call, be caller number 3 at 615-737-1025. Two winners will be announced today at 5:30. Two winners announced today at 5:30 to be at Nissan Stadium for the Titans and the Bills on Monday Night Football. So be listening in the noon hour. Good stuff there from Brian Greasy. Jackie Redmond from NHL Network will join us here in just a few minutes. Last night getting home, we're back in that routine. You get home from the game, you're a little bit wired, you can't really go to sleep. Although I was kind of tired, more tired than normal. But I still wanted to watch the end of the Giants and the Dodgers. And not kind of, but a really controversial third strike check call on Flores. That was not a strike.
He did not go around. Check swing.
Yeah, check swing.
Oh, it was a bad call.
It was a horrible call. He didn't go around.
You have to know as an ump. In that situation.
Like, you end somebody's season on that call, really?
That's just, like, if it's that close, and it was not a strike. It was a check swing.
But it really wasn't close, honestly. That's weird. Like, you know, this is what I've noticed.
Why can't they replay that? Why can't they go look at it and get it right?
Because there's so much gray area in that. There's no way. That'd be just as bad as pass interference.
Why? They're looking at it just like us and going, oh, okay, maybe that wasn't a strike.
In that instance, that would have been an easy one to fix, but most of them were not. Most of them. And I really think they need to start resetting what a check swing is. They need to look closer into it. If you go back a generation and you look at some old games, which, yes, I'm a nerd. I do that sometimes. The standard for a check swing used to be much, much different. You could go way around in this day and age back then, and it wasn't a swing. They would check. Oh, no, he didn't go. I mean, and you would be like, are you kidding me? He went way around. Now, it is anything close, they're ringing you. It's really changed that way. I don't know if there was never a decision. It just gradually happened.
Did he break his wrist?
No, he didn't even come close.
I didn't think so.
Now, remember what the rule is. The rule doesn't have anything to do with breaking your wrists or the bat coming out across home plate. Those are all just conceptual things. It's just basically a judgment call straight up from the guy. Did he offer at the pitch? And what is considered an offer at the pitch now is not what it was.
Yeah,
20, 30 years ago. It's really evolved slowly over time. It's a little bit like the kicking motion in hockey, which they readjusted a couple years ago, I think in a good way, and it's allowed more goals to stand. I think they've got to do that with Major League Baseball. That's my thought, and maybe this is the kind of call that will get that happening, but, I mean, I don't know what the guy was thinking. That was not a strike. That was not a swing. Now, Wilmer Flores has never gotten a hit off of Max Scherzer. I think he's like 0-for-18, so his chances of getting hit in that situation were not good anyway, but don't tell the Giants fans that, because when you're up there and you got a chance, you have a chance.
So you're telling me there's a chance?
Well, it's not about saying, man, if you call that correctly, the Giants tie it up or they win. It's not about that. Like, you ended someone who won 109 games, you ended their season on that call. Like, give me a break. I just don't understand when you say, well, it's gray area. It's like, no, that's why you have it. You're going to end somebody's season. Like, all you need to do is go there, put a headset on, look at it, and come back, go, yep, no.
On that one. That's
a ball.
That's not the
game
case.
Game is continued. Sorry. Yes,
on that one, you're right. On that one, that was an egregious screw-up. But most check swings are way in the gray area. There's no way you could review it and just say yay or nay. Unless you had some sort of computerized thing. That's just like, I mean, if you're going to do that, then you might as well just review balls and strikes then.
Implement.
And just have the electronic
strike zone. To me, in the playoffs, everything is fair game. Playoffs, everything is fair game. When someone's season is on the line, anything is in play. That's the way I would do it.
Yeah.
That would be the rules if that were me. Hey, in the playoffs, you can do whatever you want when it comes to review. Get it right. That's all we're asking. Get it right in the playoffs.
Should we review holding in the playoffs for football?
What if the rule was not necessarily you're reviewing balls and strikes and getting down to things like that, but if it's the last play of the game, if it's a close, controversial play, no matter what the play is, whether it's a called strike or whatever, check swing, you can say, hey, we're going to look at it. We're going to make sure it's right because this is the play that ends the game.
I don't need it to be to end the game. I just want you to get it right in the playoffs.
I know.
It's a travesty. That's a travesty for a team that won 109 games. I mean, it wasn't even close.
No.
I mean, it's just not even close. Like, you can't – when you say gray area, in this one, there was no gray area. You look at it one time and go, whoops, mistake.
No question. But that's one of the weirdest calls in baseball, always has been and always will be, and the game isn't perfect. I just don't think replay would solve that problem. It would have on that play for sure, but it wouldn't in a lot of cases. It would just create more controversy.
Well, tell that to the Giants.
I know. The game isn't perfect.
It stinks that their season ended that way.
Oh, it was awful.
It was a great series.
Brutal. Terrible.
And I don't have any rooting interest. I mean,
I have my wish.
Yeah. Mookie Betts, 4-for-4, by the way.
Did I say that yesterday? A big game,
yeah.
Betts? Look at the last two games. When the Dodgers needed wins, who showed up? Nashville and Mookie Betts. All right, let's bring in Jackie Redmond. We always enjoy our chats with her. She is free. She is out of the bubble. She is just walking around just free as can be from NHL Network. Jackie, how you doing?
I'm awesome, you guys. Excited to be joining you so early in the season. I'm pumped.
I know. You know, when you come next time you come to Nashville, we'll just take you over to the Titans bubble just so you can feel like you're back in a bubble, just to kind of, you know, relive those memories.
Well, listen, next time I'm in Nashville is next week. I'm going to be there on Tuesday for the game. So I believe they're playing the Kings, and then I'll be there Tuesday, Wednesday. So I'm coming to your turf in a matter of days, actually.
Awesome.
Oh, look out. Wait a minute. Okay. Awesome. So you'll be in the house Tuesday night.
Yes, we're going to do NHL Now on location ahead of that game, and then I'm gonna experience a Nashville Predators game. I actually have never seen a hockey game there, so I'm really excited to see what this fan atmosphere experience is all about because it gets a lot of hype. So I want to see if it lives up to it.
What do you think you're walking into? Let's do this now, and then we can do the follow up after you experience it. So what do you think? So you've never been here, so you've heard all this stuff. Like, what do you think you're coming to next week?
Okay, well, based on what I've heard, I'm expecting it to be rowdy.
Okay.
I'm expecting it to be a vocal crowd, a crowd that spends a lot of time on their feet, perhaps. I have been to Nashville, so I am also expecting it'll be a bit of a party in there, just based on the geography. But, yeah, that's all I got.
I think you're going to be able to check all those boxes. I really feel good about that.
I hope so. Like, I am getting myself prepared mentally for this trip because I'm expecting to walk out of there a different Jackie Redmond, maybe.
If there's one thing this market has got, we've got covered, a rowdy crowd and a party is we've got those bases covered. Should be a lot of fun. All right, that's awesome. Well, we didn't know you were coming to town next week. That's cool. So the NHL season is off and running. Unfortunately, the Predators opened their season last night against the Kraken, and the Kraken logged their first ever franchise victory, their first ever power play goal. You know, the trivia questions, you know, that we'll be answering 5-10 years down the road. This Kraken team is pretty good. I think it's unfair because of what Vegas did to hold them to any type of standard like that. But when you look up and down their lineup, they're just a really, really solid team. They don't really have any holes. They don't have – it's not like a ton of wow and, you know, star power everywhere. It's just up and down the lineup. You look and go, solid, 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 good player, really good player, really good player. And I think that's how they're going to roll this year. What do you think?
I'm with you. I do think the bar from Vegas, I know it's human tendency. We're going to compare the two teams because it's just what we do in this business. I don't think they're going to be quite go to the Stanley Cup final Vegas in their first year good, but I do think they're going to be competitive, and I think that they're going to be a solid team that competes for a playoff spot this year. I think they have a good coach based on what I've heard from him. Just the last, even just the last couple of weeks, and after their first game loss, I thought that the way he was speaking kind of gave me confidence in the way that he's approaching the season with the team, which is, let's evaluate ourselves. Let's, you know, look at what we're doing well and look at what we're not doing well. And I know that every team does that, but the way that he spoke about it to me just exuded the type of confidence that you see from someone who is not just, you know, talking the talk, they're going to walk the walk, and someone that is very focused on the process. And I think when you're focused on the process, it's almost impossible not to get better as time goes on. So I'm expecting Seattle to be an interesting, fun team to watch. And I want to see Gord back in the lineup. I mean, that's a huge part of their team, and I want to see what he's like away from his best buddies from Tampa, away from that third line. Like, what kind of player will he be without what he's grown accustomed to on that very now famous line from Tampa's at two cup runs?
I've been saying all week as we tried to evaluate the Central Division, to anybody we've had on the show, whether it was A.J. Malesko or Chris Mason or Hal Gill, I've said, Jackie, I feel very confident about this. This is before the season began. Colorado is the best team in the Central, and Arizona is the worst team. So I've got 1-8. I've got it figured out. 2-7, I don't have a clue. I really have no idea how 2-7 is going to play out in the Central. So I'll ask you the same thing. When you kind of look at the Predators division, how do you feel about it? Do you feel the same way that 2-7, or do you feel strongly about maybe a couple teams that you think are going to be up there at the top pushing Colorado?
Well, I'll tell you this. Listening to you talk, all I could think about was the Nashville Predators, because going into last night and in the conversations that I've had about the Preds, like, I have no idea what to make of this Predators team, because last year, not only was it the shortened season, which really makes it hard to measure anything of what we saw last year, because it wasn't a normal year. They weren't playing the entire league. It was all interdivision and all of that stuff. But they were supposed to be a seller at the deadline, and then UC Saros goes on a crazy heater, and they stand pat, and now they're coming into a full 82-game slate. And it really all boils down to Matt Duchene and Ryan Johansson. But we had Lindsay Rowley on the show yesterday, and she said something that really stuck out to me about Johansson, saying that this is his favorite group of people and players that he's entered a season with in Nashville. And I'm like, that's an interesting comment. I kind of like that. I kind of feel like, okay, like, this is your favorite group. This is the group you get along the best with. Well, let's see your best year then, Ryan Johansson. I want to see the best year from Ryan Johansson this year with the Preds. And I think it's going to boil down to those core players doing what they were brought in to do. And I think you guys would all agree, I don't think we've really completely, totally seen that from start to finish in a season from those guys yet.
That would be big. That would be big. Jackie Redmond is with us, NHL Network, NHL on TNT. And Jackie, just a quick aside, I did not see Lindsay's appearance yesterday. Did Charlie make an appearance? Because it's about over under at least 1.5 times that her dog gets into the shot when she's on with you guys.
Oh, yeah. You got to take the over on that bet every single time. Charlie made the show. Charlie was taking his pregame nap. He was actually laying at the feet of Lindsay Rowley under the desk, just chilling, you know, getting ready for a big home opener. So Charlie was relaxing, which I respect.
Well, tell us about the TNT crew, because we all were watching with curiosity the other day. They had, of course, the big panel with the great one, and you know, you got Rick Tocchet in there, Biz Nasty. It's a really interesting group. I'm really excited to see how the chemistry builds. So, and also tell us about your role with that group.
So I thought the first broadcast was great. I mean, how could you not love it, right? I mean, people can say whatever they want about the superstars in the NHL and how, you know, they don't show their personality. But Wayne Gretzky is Wayne freaking Gretzky. And I'm going to tune in anytime that he's on the air talking hockey. And so I thought it was really great. I actually, you know, thought that Wayne and Paul Bissonnette had a very entertaining dynamic. So I enjoyed that. I thought the boys did a great job. As for my role, I'm going to be a reporter for them. I'm still waiting on the government to approve my visa, truth be told. So you might not see me on Turner until November. But I'm excited. I'm excited to kind of get out in the field and do more reporting because, as you guys know, you know, I spend the majority of my career has been in the studio, and really the bubble 2 years ago in 2020 was really my first really big workload as a reporter, and I really, really enjoyed it and felt like I learned a lot and thrived. So I feel like without that experience of 65 days in the bubble, like maybe I don't get this job with Turner. So I'm really, really excited about it. I almost feel like I'm not a big enough deal to, like, be on the same cast as, like, Biz Nasty and Rick Tocchet and Anson Carter and Wayne Gretzky. But I'm really, really pumped. So, yeah, I'll see you guys on Turner soon. But very, I don't know when.
Very good. Very good. Now, I noticed on the Twitter feed here it says that you love potato chips. And I was just thinking, and Darren and Chase usually are downstairs where their setup is for the radio pre-post game show. But upstairs, we do not have a press box per se. We have a media area, but it is well stocked with a lot of variety of potato
Lots
chips.
Lots of
Chase,
chips.
You've been up
yeah.
there, right?
Oh, yeah.
We got sea salt and vinegar. We got the jalapeno, and we got the straight up chips.
I got to tell you, I love a jalapeno flavored chip. I really, really do. Miss Vicky's has a really good one.
Oh yeah, we have those. So we're going to make sure that's well stocked for you.
Those out. I'm going to have to come visit you guys while I'm there. I'll have to like seek you guys out and come hang for a little bit.
We're just going to go on and ask you on air. Yeah, you want to come do pregame with us for a segment? Come hang out with us.
We're going to put you through the whole car wash. You're going to go on the pregame.
TV.
Lindsay has to have you on her pregame show. So Darren's got to have you on his. So
we're going to
get your schedules.
Our people, yeah, get with your people, and we're going to put you to work when you come to Nashville.
Yeah, I'll get your people to talk to my people. I think Amanda's probably listening to this interview right now. We'll work it out. Boys, we'll work it out, and then maybe a post-game beverage or something. I'm just saying, like,
okay.
if the stars align.
There we go. For sure. Jackie Redmond is with us, and I've got to ask you the non-hockey question, and these guys knew I would, but excited for you and your new gig with WWE and doing some stuff. As a big wrestling fan, I was at Raw a few weeks ago when it was in town, but how exciting is that you're a part of WWE now?
I got to tell you, as someone, you know, one question I've got a lot since I joined WWE and it became, you know, public knowledge is, you know, are you really a wrestling fan? Or are you just joining WWE because ABC? And no, like I grew up loving wrestling, like playing WrestleMania 2000 with my sister, the Hardy Boys, Lita was my girl, The Rock, of course, because who didn't love The Rock and the Stone Cold Steve Austin era. So I've loved wrestling for a long time. I did cover it in Canada for a little bit. But I got to tell you, it is, you know, Michael Cole is my boss. And any wrestling fan knows who Michael Cole is. So,
yeah.
You know, the fact that Michael Cole was, like, calling me up and being like, yeah, I'm going to bring you in, you know, see how you do on this show. Maybe you can come work for us. I was just like, this is a trip. Like, Michael Cole is calling me right now. That is so weird. But I'm so excited. I think the WWE just is such a – they're just, like, really the blueprint for sports entertainment and putting on an amazing show. And anybody that has – gone and watched a Monday Night Raw or SmackDown, or if you've been privileged enough to go to a WrestleMania, it is just the greatest show ever. It's
yep.
such an entertaining product, especially in person. And so I'm just thrilled to be a part of it. It's obviously sort of, I get to flex a bit of a different muscle talking WWE, and I'm really, really excited about that and to kind of get in there and mix it up with everybody over there.
We will. I'll just go on and say it. We'll see you Tuesday. We'll also tell you on Tuesday what name to drop at the bar after post game for someone to pick up the tab. I mean, we've got everything covered. We've got everything covered, Jackie. You just show up, and we'll take care of the rest.
Oh, I love it. You guys are going to give me all the secret codes and whatnot. I'm ready. I'm going to take over Nashville. 24 hours only.
Okay, just remember, though, if you get on one of those the rolling barges or buses or whatever they have now,
You're on your own. We're out. You're on your own. Any party bus, we're not
party
with
bus,
you.
Yes. That's you're where we draw own. The line.
Party tank,
yeah,
whatever else.
I might be a little old for the old party bus, but I appreciate the heads up.
They have party tanks, party tractors. I mean, you're going to see
all
a lot of crazy
things.
Stuff on the road
downtown
Nashville.
Okay, I mean, a party
Nashville.
Tractor sounds really cool.
They've got them.
Well,
with,
you'll see them.
Yeah, there's no telling.
Jackie, thanks so much for doing this. And honestly, we look forward to seeing you next week, finally, in person.
Yeah. See you in a few days, boys. Always love chatting with you.
All right, that is Jackie Redmond, NHL Network, and she's coming to town for the first time. She's going to take in the Preds and the Keens on Tuesday night. That'll be a lot of fun. We've talked to her over the years by phone. We've never met her in person. Hopefully that changes on Tuesday. We'll come back. We'll start the second hour. Big Joe on the go. That's next.